This is The Closet Geek, episode 108 for December 2nd, 2015.
Woohoo!
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own. Closet Geek.
Hey guys, welcome to The Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek to bring you the best and latest geeky news. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my two brothers, with me Ryan right there and Michael right here.
Woohoo!
They're different
for you.
Ryan and Barry.
Everyone sees my perspective.
Yeah. Ryan and Barry.
So, hi guys.
Hey,
what's up?
Oh man,
it's another. We had a week off due to Thanksgiving, and now we are back.
Yep.
And this month will be a little crazy with all the stuff going on and holidays.
If anybody's been a listener of our show long enough, they know that this time of year is like, oh, why did we take 3 weeks off? Because it's Christmas and New Year's right next to each other, and sometimes they just pop in.
Other things.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ryan's typing massively fast.
Sorry.
It reminds me of those like 90s shows where there's giant keyboards and there's like all these mechanical noises and you're like, are you really typing something?
I actually see real typing
on TV, right?
Right. If it actually means anything. Everything is mouse based right now. Everything you can do with mouse clicks. And it's funny to watch people on TV. They still slam the keyboard. I'm like, what are you doing on the keyboard?
Yeah, right? You're like, I can understand having one hand on the keyboard for macros.
Yeah, realistically, it would just be the mouse. However, I was watching a video on YouTube where somebody is doing photo edits of people's photos. He's doing hundreds of people. Thousands of photo edits, like that's like seems to be his only job, and he's just using the keyboard, and it's all keyboard shortcuts to like zoom and dodge and burn and you blur, and it's all the same, like you can hear him typing it just shows everything he's doing on the screen. It's really impressive.
I will admit, when I use Excel, I almost never touch the mouse when I'm doing spreadsheets and stuff at work, because you can do most everything with your hotkeys and so forth.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I can't do anything without the mouse.
Yeah, me either. Well, I'd like to welcome everybody in the Twitch chat room. Welcome, guys, and don't forget, you can ask questions and we will attempt to answer them to the best value as possible.
The last time the three of us started asking questions, we got deep here on the Closet.
Yeah, we got pretty deep on some of those questions. But let's go to the first segment of the show.
This week in Geek.
This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week and things we love and could recommend to you. And I just noticed our fourth horseman is in the chat room.
What?
So he's at work.
He's at work.
So he can't be with us recording, but he could be in the chat room. Maybe he'll help us manage that tonight. So did you guys? Ryan, can't hear you. Can't hear you.
No, you're muted.
Okay. Sorry, I'm muted because I was sniffling. I didn't want to record my sniffling.
Yeah, I got the sniffles too. But anyone I hope you guys did some geeky things this last 2 weeks, because we had last week off.
Well,
so,
as a matter of fact.
Ooh, go for it.
Well, I had my birthday. And for my birthday, I got X-Wing. And
yes.
I opened it up and took it over to my brother John's house. And he broke it.
What? No way.
Shame on you.
Jealous. Snap.
And you can hear us. So, you know, that reminds me,
nothing
because
the super glue couldn't fix.
I know.
Yeah,
I took one of my board games over to my brother-in-law's, King of Tokyo, and the first time he played it with me, he spilled his soda all over the cards.
Dude, I was like, dude,
not John, my brother-in-law.
Oh, okay. I was like,
so that was my brother-in-law.
I figured we were throwing, you know, John under the bus in public, you know.
Man. And I kept my cool, but I was just like, I can't believe you just spilled soda on my game.
Yeah, it's a really.
I want to reach over and just smack him across the face.
I liked the X-Wing game because it's really simple. There's not a whole lot of to really learn to get, just kind of jump in and enjoy it. And John and I played. We only managed to play two games over the 2.5 days I was there. But we just jumped in. We started playing, and because both of us had kind of like watched videos on YouTube about how the game works and whatnot.
Yeah.
Or I don't know what he did. That's what I did. But he seemed to understand everything. It was really fun. And I smashed him both times.
Yeah, take that, John.
Breaking my X-Wing. And then, and then let's see. Finished Ready Player One.
Yes.
And that was.
And did you enjoy? Did you enjoy it? Because usually you're not a fiction book reader,
right.
So...
That's true. I did enjoy it, but I didn't actually read it. It was an audiobook, and it was,
oh, that's
it was
that is
read
correct.
By Will Wheaton. So I think he...
Will Wheaton?
Yeah, and it's funny because he's also mentioned in the book. So.
Yes, he is.
And so...
can you tell that he giggled?
No,
at
it would be fun.
When he
it would be
his
funny
own name.
If he would have. It would have been funny if he did, but no, he was very professional about it. And the book, it was amazing. I thought Will did an amazing job as narrator. I think the book was probably my experience with the book was probably more entertaining than John's was. I don't know. It's kind of hard because every time I bring the book up, he's not here. To defend himself. But
he could defend himself in the chat room.
No,
how about that?
No.
Well, he said he liked it. He said he liked it. But for me, it's more than that. I think it was great. I thought it was great. But I think that if I were to just have read it in my own narrator mind, you know, in my own voice or whatever, I think it might have been different because it was a lot of doldrum repeating, not repeating, but just kind of like a listing old technology game consoles and like, we get it. There's one of each. You don't have to read them all.
Yeah.
And the television. So
the question from the chat room is now that you've read the book, are you excited for the movie?
Well, I don't know. I think it can be it. The only way they can do it as a movie is now with our current technology and the way that they can express the virtual reality aspects, which it might be because the virtual reality is almost indistinguishable from real reality. And so that might be the cop out that they do with the movie. So it'll be interesting. But cool things like having like a Neon Genesis Evangelion robot fight King Kong or Godzilla. You know, that's the kind of stuff you can't see anywhere but on the big screen.
What about Pacific Rim? I mean, come on.
Pacific
like...
Rim, man, I think I was cheering the whole movie.
I like
so
Pacific
much fun.
Rim. I like
Pacific Rim. I liked it purely for what it was, which was giant robots,
fighting giant monsters.
But
exactly.
I think that I don't know which direction they'll go with Ready Player One. It's Spielberg, so it'll probably be good.
I think
good.
Spielberg will do good.
But,
will do good with it. So.
You know,
fun.
Spielberg.
I don't know. It's hard for me. It's hard for me to say if a movie's going to be
aliens.
Yeah, it's hard for me to say if a movie's going to be good or not because I watched Mockingjay today.
Part two? I've yet to see that.
Okay. So I went to the theater because it's today's my wife's day off, so we went to the movie. Cool. And watched it, and it was cool, you know. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I'm glad I saw it in the theater. But before that, we saw a preview for The Gods of Egypt or something. What was that show?
I think that's what it's called.
We on the Closet Geek, most of us ripped into it last time. We're just like, oh yeah, well, this
honestly,
is
I
leaned over and I said, I don't know what to think about that. And my wife says, I think it looks cool. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's going to be cool.
I have decided
I'm not the best person to judge movies.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go into that movie with the same premise when I watched Immortals. Turn off the brain, enjoy it for the cinematography, it's a popcorn movie. Yeah, it's a popcorn movie. I'm not going there to be a movie critic.
Mortals was largely forgettable, but it just came on the other day and I recorded it, so I'm gonna watch it again.
I would be a horrible movie critic anyway because I enjoy almost everything I watch. It's just like
when people are like, be a critic, I'll be like, you want me to rip you apart? You got it.
I'll rip you apart. So. Do any cosplay stuff this week or last couple weeks?
Let's see. I'm doing Wookiee stuff. I've got to make more Wookiee stuff. I love making Wookiee stuff.
He's making Wookiee.
Well, it's because I've done so much that it's easy for me.
Yeah, and so, it's your bread and butter.
I can just do it really quick and not worry about, you know,
good,
deadlines and stuff like that. I still have that frustrating helmet to make.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good, Orion.
Good at it.
That's right.
So
if you listened to the last episode, I did edit out those things. I just totally chopped it out
like that, like 2.5 seconds.
All right, it was pretty funny.
So it's kind of funny because all of a sudden there's like, you know, you said something and then you're like, oh, you should edit that out, and everyone will probably be like, what? Be like,
it was edited out.
That's right.
I watched Jessica Jones, the full series. I finished that.
Okay.
I never reviewed it. I just was in the chat with you guys and I said, the first episode is so boring, and if the rest is like this, I don't even want to watch the rest. That's what I said. I don't want to watch it. Well, I watched the rest because I thought, okay, I'll just get through it. I didn't have any other shows to watch. You know, it's nearing the mid-season finale for most shows, right?
Yep.
So I didn't have anything other on my ticket to watch or on my DVD-DR. And so Jessica Jones, watched it. First episode, second episode was also blah. I mean, and there are some key bits, like the end of the first episode, there's some interesting stuff, and the, you know, parts of episode two are good, and, you know, but not all of it. Most of it's boring. Episode three, maybe a little bit. Episode four gets going. And I'm like, okay, this is where the show should be.
It just keeps picking up.
Yeah, it gets going. Episode 5, episode 6, 7, 8, 9. It's really, really good. 10 slowed down. 11 was a little boring. And then it picked up at the end for, I think there were 13 episodes, 12 and 13.
Yeah, for the finale.
Yeah, and so overall, I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
Just a single thumb?
Yeah. Mainly because of David Tennant's portrayal of Kilgrave. The Purple Man in the comic. They never mentioned Purple Man. They just call him Kilgrave. Wow, that guy can do evil very well. And so,
I was.
Netflix has a 5-star rating system, so 1 to 5 stars. And this is the way I rate movies. 5 would be something like, I liked it so much that I will purchase it on
Blu-ray.
I want to own it so I can watch it over and over again. 4 is, I really, really liked it, but if I don't buy the Blu-ray, whatever, you know, if it comes on, I'll probably record it and watch it again maybe sometime. 3 is, for me, it's basic overall. It's a good movie, you know, it's not bad, but there's some bits that are kind of eh. But overall, I enjoyed my experience.
Yeah.
2 stars? No, this is a bad movie. It's not horrible. I can get through it if I really try hard. But it's not terrible. And 1 is like, the movie's so bad, the acting, the directing is so horrible, the music is the weird...
You demand your money back.
Yeah, and it's like, if I could rate it lower than 1, you know, that's what a 1 is for me.
You choose 0 stars.
Random people in the background.
Random people in the background. It's okay.
And so anyway, so Jessica Jones, I would say it starts off as a 2, really. It's just like,
oh yeah.
Ugh. The middle part, 4. Towards the end, 3, and then in the end episodes, the finale, great. So overall, I think you can't do half stars on Netflix, but I'm going to say 3.5 stars.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
Halves are okay when you're actually making it yourself.
So the interesting thing about that is if you really want to push through, I would suggest just skipping to the last 5 minutes of episode 1 to watch what plays out there. And then episode 2, I can't really – I'd have to look at episode 2. But episode 1, something in the end happens that's kind of – I mean, you'll put it together. If you skip episodes 1 and 2, you'll put the rest together without any problem. You won't be missing any key stuff. Because they talk about it in the later episodes. They just don't do a flashback scene to it, so see it with your own eyes. But what I was going to say is the interesting thing about that is that I went back and rewatched episode 1 after watching the entire series.
Yeah.
And my perspective is completely different.
Oh,
Going in, I knew nothing about Jessica Jones, you know, just a little bit from the comics, but not a lot. I've never been a huge fan. And so my experience after watching the show and going back and watching episode 1 again is completely different. I'm going, oh.
Oh, that makes sense.
This is why she's doing that. Okay, this is why she's.
So you had no context before, but.
I can see. Well, hold on, my cuckoo clock is.
That's okay.
When I see the episode for its entirety, as a writer, you know, or as someone who sees the behind the scenes before it's filmed, I think this plays out really well, and the end episodes tie into the first episode where you can see what's going on and they play out through the rest of the show. Let's go for it. But if you're just a new person going in at episode 1, it's just like they completely forgot about a new viewer's experience and just kind of like started off in a weird place.
Interesting.
So, overall 3.5. So that's pretty good for me.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay. Cool.
Sweet. Anything else?
I played some Magic, but...
Hey, that's good.
There's a comic book store about a mile from my house, which is really close.
Nice.
Yeah, I could walk there if I wanted.
Walk there, yeah.
But I don't have to because I have a car.
And, it's good exercise for your Xerxes.
That's true. And they have a gaming room where it's open a lot during the day. And so my friend and I are going to start a weekly Magic the Gathering session on Fridays.
Hey, there you go.
Friday Night Magic.
Woo! Get people interested in playing with us. So
awesome. That's cool.
That's it.
That's all
man.
Right. Mike,
me,
okay. You.
Okay. Let's see here. I have decided to start watching a show that is surprisingly popular, but I avoided it. I have a tendency to not watch the mainstream animes all the time. You know, it's like I will eventually get to them, but some I never touch because they're just epic long. They're so long. If I start at episode 1, I'll never finish or catch up with anyone. So I started watching Death Note, and I was like, oh, it's 1 season long? and it's really popular, and it was written and made by the same people who made Bakuman, which I really enjoyed all three seasons of that. So I was like, okay, let's start watching. Started watching, and I was like, episode one, I was kind of like, I don't know exactly what I'm watching. Episode two, I'm kind of like, okay, this is starting to make sense. By episode three, I'm like, this is nothing of what I expected. And so in a good way, I really didn't know what to expect, but I knew the premise. You know, here's a book, you write names in the book, and people die. I was like, okay, it's the Death Note. But that's all I really knew. I didn't really know anything about the story, the premise. And I found out it's right kind of in the alley of what I enjoy, which is, you know, one of the genres I enjoy are mysteries or critical thinking type mystery shows and or like crime shows. So, you know, I really enjoyed Ghost in the Shell. I really enjoyed Psychopaths. And so it's right up the alley of the same concepts of Psychopaths, where you have a seemingly psychological and, a psychological aspect, a supernatural aspect, even though that wasn't technically part of a Psychopaths, but you have those, and then you have this underlying mystery. And so it's very psychologically driven, and I wasn't expecting that.
I know you really like those shows. Like Ghost in the Shell is kind of like this cerebral, it's all in the mind.
Cerebral.
There's a lot of dialogue and stuff. And I'm like, all I hear is Japanese, Japanese, Japanese. And they're shooting guns.
Blah, 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 blah,
and
blah.
It's true. Boring. It's just that that's not my type of show.
Yeah. And it is there. I will admit there is a lot of dialogue. It is a drama. there's an entire episode where they're just like in the bedroom the whole time. You know, nothing happens. They just talk, talk, talk. No, this isn't Jessica Jones. All right.
Funny thing about that, there is no nudity in Jessica Jones.
No, not at all.
But there is simulated bedroom activities.
Well, I was going to say, it'll probably make you blush more than a lot of softcore that's out there.
Anyway.
And so, but I was really surprised. So I'm on episode six, on my way to finish. So I think I'll enjoy it. I was hoping for more twists. Everything seems to wrap up nicely at the end of every episode too much. I'm wanting more cliffhangers than there already is. So
funny.
I feel
Japanese
like the overall
love cliffhangers.
Story, well, I know, no, right? The overall story arc, you're not exactly sure what's going to happen, and you're interested to see what's going on. But in each episode, like, a problem occurs, and by the end of the episode, that major problem, or what you viewed as the major problem, seems to wrap up. But by wrapping up that problem, it may cause another, and that's your cliffhanger. And so you're like, you know, it's like, I'm still interested enough to keep watching, but I don't know. We'll see where it goes. But I found out that Hulu.
What's it called again? I forget.
It's called Death Note.
Death Note.
Oh.
So if you've ever seen that people have.
The black hair and the pale-faced guy? No. No, the guy with the giant crucifix?
No. The giant crucifix, that's Trigun.
That's from Trigun.
I don't know anime.
No, you're fine. In Death Note, it's you have the main character who's Light. Shigami. Aragami? I can't remember his last name for some reason.
Origami?
No, not Origami. Argami? I think it's Argami. 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 But then there's the Ryuk. Shinigami. He's a demon.
I'm thinking of the demon. The guy with the black spiky hair.
And the giant smile. Yeah, he's a demon.
See?
He's a Shinigami.
I know my cosplay anime thingies.
There you go.
Don't know.
Yeah. What else did you do? I was watching Haikyuu, which is that volleyball sports anime. I've been watching season two.
Oh, yeah.
And on Hulu, there was only four episodes, and I've watched all four in it. I was like, this seems to be moving a lot slower than I expected. So I'm like, oh, duh, let's go check Crunchyroll, who's, like, up to date the hour of the show when it broadcasts. Yeah, they're on episode 9, and I was like, oh, I get 5 episodes to watch. You know, so...
Yay!
But I was like, oh, I got back into using PlayOn, and PlayOn, as John has spoken of in the past, is a wonderful online streaming service that they themselves don't stream. They, like, link all the streaming services together.
They give you software to allow you to stream
right.
to your other
systems. So
I
can basically take all my subscriptions I have and those that are free as well, and then I can go in and say, you know, I want to subscribe to this and this and this and record all of these via basically a DVR and record all my shows. And what's great is with the Premium Plus service that I got back in 2012, although they're doing a promotion this month for $39.99 lifetime membership instead of $70, so that's pretty cool. But it skips all the commercials. So even though you say you don't have the $12 Hulu membership, but you decided to spend the $8 to get the shows as soon as possible, PlayOn will be like, great, I'll grab that, record it, but edit out all the commercials. And
nice.
And so it's really cool. And I found out, I decided, you know what? I am missing my anime, you know, streaming services. What's going on, right? And so I decided to write an email to the CEO because they have their emails right there on
yeah,
the website, right?
Contact information.
So I totally emailed the CEO. 24 hours later, I get oh yeah, we have that. We have it as one of our plugins that you can add on to our normal services. It's not an official play on like subscription type, you know, service like HBO Go or Hulu or Netflix.
Yeah.
But people have created or Crunchyroll themselves created software that links to their website. And so I downloaded it. Because he sent me the actual download instead of like sending me a link. He's like, here's the file. And I was like, woohoo, cool, thanks. So that was really cool. That was really nice to get heard back from within 24 hours.
Yeah, that's nice.
But I found out that it only works if you have a subscription to Crunchyroll. It doesn't use their free services. And I was like, suck. Because I was like, I can go to like Funimation or whatever, and I can, you know, have everything. Your keyboard is so loud, Ryan.
It's a gaming keyboard, so when you're moving, you can hear your key clicks.
I have a mechanical gaming keyboard as well. It's not as loud. I think yours are loud.
What?
Yeah, I know. Seriously, yours are like the blue click buttons.
Yeah,
that are
they
like
are. I know exactly what I'm doing when I'm doing the macros.
Yeah. So
cool.
That's kind of what I've been doing is just watching lots of shows. Gotham this week was super great.
I'm so behind on Flash and Gotham.
Yeah, Flash was like super epic three-way crossover. I was like, CW, I love you. You had Flash,
yay,
Arrow, and the Legends of Tomorrow all in one episode. And it's a to-be-continued episode, too. So you know there's going to be more of that.
Yeah.
And it's just
cool.
So fun to see all the characters interact with each other, you know. And, yeah, it's just so fun to see all the characters interact with each other. I don't want to go into too much detail.
Yeah,
but I've been enjoying that, and man, all the shows were kind of slow to start this season, but they're all really ramping up hard. So it's really cool to see what's happening out there for the geekdom of TV.
Yeah,
and that's about it. I have 16 days to Star Wars, right?
Yeah, 16 days.
Zip it.
All right. Well, I got my gaming on this last couple weeks, whether that was with tabletop or video gaming. I think I played 3 new tabletop games this last couple weeks.
Nice.
Games that I've been sent.
New ones?
For Sweet Kicks the Bricks that I will be reviewing. And they're all enjoyable, some more than others. So I had a lot of fun doing that. And also had an interview this week for Sweet Kicks with Bricks. Post that episode on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
It was for a military tactics game called 65, based during the Vietnam War. And so it was pretty interesting. I've had the company on my show before for a different game about a year ago or so. And so I had them on again. But I was invited by Blizzard to do the stress test weekend for Overwatch.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, my sweet fudge. That game is so amazing.
This is how Mormons curse.
Yeah, right. But no, it was so good. I only got to play it one day, but my wife was generous enough to let me to have a good 3 hour straight play session.
Wow.
And the matches can go anywhere from 5 minutes to 15 minutes, depending on if people accomplish objectives and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So it took me back to my Counter-Strike days where I just hours on end playing, and it was an awesome first person shooter. You know, you have the different types of characters. You know, you have your tanks, your support characters, your defense characters, and your offense characters. And everyone has their own special abilities
about, are you offense?
I only got to play a tank a little bit, but playing Reinhardt, he was pretty cool, the big guy with a hammer. But I didn't play any support characters. I played a defense character. His name's Junkrat. He was a
smoke. That's Oracle, smoke. But without the wheelchair.
There you go.
Yeah.
No,
she does not.
She's the